we are in a very privileged position. So to have our teams in the county finals, we're lucky to have two teams, and so same with Niamh Connell, the senior B's and the senior A's. So no, it's great, Tom. Listen, when you take over the chairman's role, suppose you're not thinking about county finals. It's a bigger job than that, to look after the whole of the club and try and push the thing forward and keep moving St Eunan's forward and keep progressing everything at O'Donnell Park. But at the end of the day, as I always say, the senior team is the flagship team of the club, and when the senior team is doing well, everyone's on a high. And you know, maybe sometimes we put too much pressure on the senior team, or the senior team will dictate if people say you had a good year or a bad year. And there's a lot more going on than just the senior team. We have 38 teams, you know, but at the end of the day, the senior team is the big one, and that's why they're in the headlines, and you know, you're really in the spotlight. So it is great to be in a county final.
This is your third year in the job. You experienced it last year. How did you find it? Because obviously you've been so involved in county finals as a player, and you must have had close on a dozen of them.
That's right, Tom. Not lucky enough to play in plenty and win a few and lose a few. But no, as chairman, Tom, I don't see it as my high place to be stuck on the sideline beside Rory Kavanagh. And they know I've nothing to do with the senior team. I've nothing to do with the training. People ask me how they're going. I don't know. They train on their own, and we keep away from you know, I see my job as looking, you know, trying to, I'm the chairman, so you know, I'm helping the executive, and we have a plan, and we have things that we want to get done for the club, and we have developments that we want to get done, and we have, you know, different coaching things that we want to get done, and there's a whole lot, and you have a great team of people around you helping me, Tom. You know, Charlie McAteer is there for maybe close on maybe 40 years now as secretary, so Charlie's a wealth of knowledge, and you know, we've Damien Daly in there as treasurer, and Damien took over from Conal Dunn, so good to get young blood in there, and them lads are very good, and Ollie Harvey is president. Ollie's the main man driving on the draw at the minute, and Ollie's great for the fundraising, and Anne Ford there as a register, and you never go into O'Donnell Park without seeing Anne Ford there working away, and Vincent McGlynn looking after the pitch, and Andy, they're a great team there. You know, I don't want to be leaving people out, but that's, you know, the chairman's job, I think, is to steer the club in the right direction and have projects and try and get things done. And you know, Rory Kavanagh's in charge of the senior team, and he's well capable of that.
Yeah, obviously won it last year, won both last year, so going in as defending champions. Have you got to see much of them this year?
I've seen plenty of them, Tom, and you know, I have to say I've been impressed with them. I think the team has moved on from last year from what I've seen. You know, I think they're attacking with a lot more purpose, and they know what they're doing. I suppose it's like they're 2 years now under Rory, so first year they're probably getting a lot of things, you know, that getting comfortable with different things. And I suppose even last year I wouldn't have been overly convinced with our lads until the county final. I think they kind of ambushed everyone, including me. I would have said it. I thought we went into last year's county final not playing overly well. We got an easier draw to get to the final, but on the day, they had a game plan for Niamh Connell, and it worked a treat. And, you know, I think this year they pushed on, and they're playing a bit better. And they've got, you know, they've got more cohesion. And the hurlers have gone out of the championship a lot earlier, which has given Rory them boys for an extra 6 or 7 weeks, which is all important, Tom, when you're talking about small margins to try to get over the line. So no, I've been impressed with our boys so far.
It was a few years since you were in the final. Last year, there was a couple of years, for quite a few years since you had last been in one. Has the build-up been any different this year?
I think it has, Tom. Last year was great because we hadn't been in the final since 2015, and we hadn't won it since 2014. So that was, you know, a right wee stretch for St Eunan's. But as I say, you've no God-given right to be in county finals, and you definitely don't have one to win them. So you can't take it for granted. Suppose this year now, Tom, with the quick turnaround of just the 1 week between it, it's been harder to get the crack going and get the flags up. But there's a good team out there now. They've got plenty of flags up, and we're trying to get a bit of a buzz going with the national schools and trying to get as many young people over there now, you know, to support the team on Sunday and give them the experience of going to a big match in Balbuffet and seeing the team and seeing their heroes, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, how important would it be for St Eunan's now to build on last year and go on winning and maybe give you Ulster or Athlone?
Well, that's it, Tom. It's a young team, and they've got, you know, they've got the age profile to have a, you know, as I said last year when they won it, that this team's going to be around for 10 years. Now, it's up to them to see how many championships they can win in that 10 years because the age profile is on their side. They might end up with one that they won last year, or they could end up with 5 or 6, or the, you know, 3 or 4. So it's there for them, Tom. It's up to them now to, you know, keep the hunger there, keep the desire, want to keep improving, as you say, maybe take it a step further than last year. But there's going to be a big test on Sunday, and I wouldn't get carried away with anything. I'd just keep their eye on Sunday and get that prize first.